Ladies, ladies, ladies. Ladies, 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 ladies. Ladies, 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 ladies. Ladies, 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 ladies. Nations on the lumen effect in the past. On the lumen effect and the parallax view and the figure and the form and the revolving door that keeps turning out more and more good women like you. Yet another woman to whom I won't get through. Ladies, 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 take it easy. Wendy leaves me, please be my guest. Do whatever I left in his kitchen cupboards, in the back of his bathroom cabinets, and oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. Don't get rid of it, you look good in it. I didn't fit in it, it was never mine. It belonged to the ex-wife of another ex of mine. She left it behind with a note, one line. It said, I don't know if I'm coming across, but I'm really trying. She was very kind.
Bell through the night. Hey everyone, you are listening to ADP at 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. This is DJ Emmeline.
And DJ Theo.
And we are back with some tunes. You were just listening to Rhiannon by Fleetwood Mac. And before we got the show started today, we just had a seat, had a moment to sit down, and we were reviewing on the computer the scripture of the WMFO station in Spintron, just to, you know, make sure that we are on point for this dear radio show. And we read one part of it, and we thought we'd make a theme out of it, like read the mission statement to you.
Actually, it's their philosophy statement.
Oh, philosophy statement. Never mind. So we're just thinking about having goals.
Let me read it. Spinitron caters to college, community, and educational stations where the DJ spins the tunes according to independent aesthetic policies. Spinitron lubricates the flow of music between minds.
So we're going to try to lubricate the flow of music in your mind, between your mind and our mind. And that's what we're going to do today, huh?
We're having a meta moment.
So DJ Emmeline and DJ Theo are going to, you know, have fun lubricating your mind. Anyways, okay, we need to play the music. Get me out of here.
Because my life is 10 shades of gray. I pray all 10 fade away. Seldom praise them for the 7 days. And like his promises true, won't leave my faith can undo the many chances I blew to bring my life to a new. Clear blue and unconditional. Skies have dried the tears from my eyes, no one lonely cries. My only leading hope is for the folk who can't cope with such an enduring pain that it keeps them in the pouring rain. Who's to blame for two and gain into your own vein? What a shame you're shooting aim for someone else's brain. You claim the insane and aim to stay in time for falling prey to crime. I say the system got you victim to your own mind. Dreams are hopeless aspirations and hopes are coming true. Believe in yourself, the rest is up to me.
Don't go chasing waterfalls. Please stick to the rivers and the lakes that you're used to. I know that you're gonna have it your way or nothing at all. But I think you're moving too fast. Oh, you're moving too fast. Don't go chasing waterfalls. Please stick to the rivers and the lakes that you're used to. I know that you're gonna have it your way or nothing at all. But I think you're moving too fast.
Of a drunken hour, but heaven knows I'm miserable now. I was looking for a job and then I found a job, and heaven knows I'm miserable now. In my life, why do I give valuable time to people who don't care if I of me at the end of the day, Caligula would have blushed. Oh, you've been in the house too long, she said, and I naturally fled. In my life, why do I smile at people who I'd much rather kick in the happy in the haze of a drunken hour, but heaven knows I'm miserable now. Oh, you've been in the house too long, she said, and I naturally fled. In my life, oh, why do I give valuable time to people who don't care if I
yeah. the human heart is only make believe. I am only fighting fire with fire. You are still a victim of the accidents you lead. Sure as I'm a victim of desire, yeah, yeah, you're all the servants in your new hotel. Throw their roses at your feet. Oh, fool them all, but baby, I can tell. You're no stranger to the street. Don't ask for favors. Don't talk to strangers. Don't ask me why.
Is not summer and blue skies feel like I'm wasting all my time. Why can't we all just play pretend and I like school already ends? Maybe if all the leaves were green, I wouldn't spend my days asleep. I'd want to take in everything and feel the air upon my skin. Why is it so hard just to have a good time? The sunny days come back in.
You're mine, mine, Stay in bed on Thursday. Why?
Alrighty, we are a little bit more than halfway through, but I figured we'd give a recap on the songs that we just played. We started with Waterfalls by TLC. Wait, did we do that before or after we interrupted? Anyways, you heard Waterfalls by TLC, as well as Heaven Knows I'm Miserable Now by The Smiths, Don't Ask Me Why by Billy Joel, Boyish by Japanese Breakfast, Blue Skies by Dexter, My Kind of Woman by Mac DeMarco, Friday I'm in Love by The Cure, Roxanne by The Police, and up next we have Crosstalk / do you know how that's pronounced?
Orbia.
Orbia Bloom by
Bobbing
Kiefer. I have never heard that song in my life. I'm going to probably read you another thing that you've probably never heard in your life. Not that I'm a huge fan of the PETA organization, but we have a book of ads and PSAs to read, and I don't think anyone ever reads this one, so I'm going to go for it. Order your free vegetarian starter kit at PETA.org. Do you know that you could save 100 animals per year just by adopting a meat-free diet? That's right. Going vegetarian saves animal lives as well as your own. And if that's not appealing enough, it's tasty, easy, and can be incredibly inexpensive too. And to start you off saving real money at the grocery store while eating healthier, PETA will send you a free vegetarian starter kit. So, what do you say? Just Google free... free vegetarian starter kit and go to the PETA website link and fill out the form there to receive a free copy of PETA's vegetarian and vegan starter kit or view the online version that's posted there. It will guide you through the transition to happier, healthier, longer lasting life. It has everything from recipes and tips on eating out to health information and videos. That's PETA.org. This has been a public service announcement from People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals and your tomato, mushroom, and onion loving friends here at WMFO. Are you an onion lover?
I do. I love onions.
They're kind of good.
As a vegetarian, I don't know if it's necessarily healthier than if you were to eat meat, though. I feel like it's much easier to, like, not get proper nutrition. So I don't know why Pete is lying to us like that.
I don't know. It is a slippery slope because, like, red meat does have carcinogens in it that is definitely worth noting, but you have to make sure that you get your protein. It's definitely easier than being vegan. I tried both, and let me tell you, I was a bad vegan. Yeah. You saw it.
Well, I was for a little bit too, but it was like too hard for me. I just really like cheese, so I was like, I can't keep giving up the cheese.
Yeah, I started out good. It was during the summer, and I was, like, making a thing of it. Like, I'd go to the farmer's market and do the whole bit. And then later on in the winter, it just became like, okay, Oreos are vegan, and I haven't eaten enough. And then I eat, like, Oreos and a can of chickpeas, which is disgusting. It's disgusting. Anyways, try vegetarian stuff. It can be fun, I promise.
And they have lots of good, like, fake meat options now. Like, veggie burgers have gotten really good.
Yeah. Have you tried the Impossible Burger?
I don't like the Impossible Burger. It's too meaty. Like, it looks like meat. It, like, kind of tastes like meat, but, like, a little, like, not, you know?
Yeah.
Everything about it, I don't know. I guess I don't want my veggie burger to, like, be, like, super imitating meat.
Yeah. I think... for me, it's been like 2 years-ish since I've had meat, and I think my perception of it now is kind of messed up. The other day, I had a drink, and I said it tasted like bacon, and the person that I was hanging out with was like, what are you talking about? And I was dead convinced, and I had her try it, and she was like, no, and I'm like, oh, well, I haven't had, bacon in a couple of years, so that's probably why. She's like, are you kidding me?
Bacon is so gross to me. Do you like it?
I used to. I mean, I'm sure I still do. Yeah I like bacon. Yeah. I mean, the last time I liked it, I enjoyed it, but I banned myself.
Yeah.
And I signed an oath with PETA. Just kidding, I didn't do that. I don't think they make you do that in the vegetarian starter kit. It looks like quite an alluring title. They have logos on it. They have the word free on it. They have, like, 6 different images of celebrities that must be, I'm guessing they're vegetarian.
Wait, is that Natalie Portman?
No. It's they just like send you a book on like how to order a salad at a restaurant.
I want free food.
We can't get what we want.
Should I read the donation PSA?
I guess so.
I hate this PSA. If you like what we're doing here at 91.5 WMFO, consider donating. Go to WMFO.org and click our donations drive tab to see how you can help us keep it freeform and keep those lubricating our brains and lubricated.
Yes, and keep playing, making choices based on our personal aesthetics or whatever it was talking about. Anyways, I guess we'll keep playing our own music and, you know, helping you with flow, whatever that means.
Baby's got the same ears, she's got the same ears. I know that I'm not the same, it's approaching a year. And it's often I'm wishing selfishly I could share in my little victories. But let's not forget yours will come too. If I listen closely in silence, I hear cross talk leaking through signs in a clairvoyant dream. Worse still, losing you just seems to overtake. Sister talks to you daily, you're probably still trolling.
Remain a silver, you are this land, but he was born of this world. He was born of all the mothers and the colors of our brothers and the love that was taught to you by the one they called Jesus Christ. He may not know no rock and roll, and there may not be a heaven or a place of which to send you, but you know in the end it's madness in a song.
You sure know how to drop that guillotine on me.
Right, we have to stop the Led Zeppelin, unfortunately. So our time is just about up. You're listening to ADP with DJ Emmeline
and DJ Theo
at 91.5 FM in Medford, WMFO. Catch us. Will we be here next week? Maybe we'll be here next week.
Hopefully.
But usually we are Thursdays, 11 to noon. I hope you all have a wonderful rest of your Thursday afternoon and evening. And next week, honestly.
Have a good life.
Enjoy it.
We'll see you soon.
Make it stop.
Those beautiful sailors journeyed to the South and the North Americas with ease, in their ships with painted sails. To the east, Africa was her neighbor, across a short strait of sea miles. The great Egyptian age is but a remnant of the Atlantean culture. The antediluvian kings colonized the world. all the gods who play in the mythological dramas, in all legends from all lands, where from fair Atlantis. Knowing her fate, Atlantis sent out ships to all corners of the earth. On board were the 12. The poet, the physician, the farmer, the scientist, the magician, and the other so-called gods of our legends, though gods they were. And as the elders of our time choose to remain blind, let us rejoice and let us sing and dance and ring in the new. Hail Atlantis!
John and Vince from the band Cake, and we're fast losing our hearing, and music is our only livelihood, so it really leaves us in a desperate and depressing situation. If we had worn earplugs, if we had been smart, we could have averted this, but now it's pretty much over.
So wear your earplugs, please.